Lockett giving to Allen, sending a wide left. He has to reverse his field, but he gets away for a moment. Comes back up to the middle of 30, 25, 40.
To make a run like that was just, it was pure magic.
Yards for Marcus Allen, and the Lombardi Trophy will go to the Los Angeles Raiders.
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players, you have a great organization, and you tell them one thing, just win. Thank you very much.
Just win weren't just words to Al Davis. It was the way he lived his life. It's the way he viewed society. Winning was the ultimate. 1982 had been a disappointing year for the Silver and Black. They lost to the New York Jets at a home playoff game at the LA Coliseum by the score of 17-14. But the very next season, it all came together for the 1983 Los Angeles Raiders. Over the next 30 minutes, we will tell you the story by hearing from four men who were instrumental in the Raiders winning and four men who should now be in Canton, Ohio as Pro Football Hall of Famers. The greatest punter in the history of pro football, Ray Guy. The speed threat, the great Cliff Branch. The quarterback, Jim Plunkett. And, of course, the leader of the band of misfits, as they were dubbed, head coach Tom Flores.
This is A Run to Remember.
Welcome to A Run to Remember as we celebrate the 30th anniversary season of the Los Angeles Raiders winning this franchise their third Super Bowl. And what better way to start than with the quarterback of the 1983 LA Raiders, Jim Plunkett. Let's go back in time. 30 years ago, Jim, 1983 is your 13th season in the National Football League. What do you remember about that team as you guys went to camp and began to prepare on the season?
We were very confident going to the 1983 season. We're a pretty good football team. We had a nucleus to be a great football team, which it turned out to be that way. Offensively, there were very few teams, and none that particular year, who could stop us from scoring. We scored a lot of points that year.
You had won personally a Super Bowl just a few years ago and were the MVP of that Super Bowl 15. You started the first seven games of that year, and then you didn't start anymore for a little while. Mark Wilson took over as the quarterback for the Raiders until he got hurt. Tell me about Coach Flores and Al Davis's decision to sit you down and how that went over with you.
Well, you know, obviously I wasn't very happy about it. They decided to go a different direction, go with Mark Wilson, the guy that drafted number one. So, you know, I had to live with it. That's, you know, I'm a professional and, you know, I did what I had to do.
At the end of the season, you guys averaged 27.6 points per game, the third highest figure in the NFL. Talk about the overall weaponry you had around you in the backfield and on the offensive line.
Well, we had a young guy, second year in the league, and Marcus Allen, who wasn't too bad. We had Cliff Branch, who's perennially, you know, the go-to guy as far as deep balls go. We had some new receivers on the other side, and Malcolm Barnwell. Then we had Todd Christensen, a tight end, and we were forced to be reckoned with. We had some big offensive linemen. Dave Dalby was there for his third Super Bowl. Mickey Marvin on the right guard, Henry Lawrence right tackle, Charlie Hanna at left guard, and then we had big Bruce Davis at left tackle. It was really fun playing with these guys.
You mentioned Todd Christensen. He was known as the Renaissance man in the locker room because he always had the right word and the right thought. And he was a poet. He wrote poetry and performed poetry. In fact, he did that getting ready for the AFC Championship game against San Diego.
We all have our own ways of getting ready for a game, and that was his. You know, and he liked to be considered an intellectual, and you know, in some ways he was. But he was our teammate and our friend, and we let him espouse whatever he wanted to espouse as long as he kept catching that football.
Your own personal play that year. You know, you lost your job midway through the year, but you look at the stat sheet, Jim, it was one of the best years you had. You completed nearly 61% of your passes, sixth in the National Football League. You threw for almost 3,000 yards and 20 touchdowns. What do you remember about your own personal play that regular season of 83?
You know, mostly consistency. You know, I had good protection. We had a lot of big plays. We won a lot of games at the very end, last drives. A lot of these guys, like Todd Christensen, like Cliff Branch, like Marcus, you know, they pulled us out of a lot of big holes with their play as well.
Yeah, the 1983 Los Angeles Raiders averaged 27.6 points per game, third in the NFL. But the team you would face in the Super Bowl that year not only led the league in points per game, but at that point had scored the most most points of any team in the history of the NFL. The Joe Theismann-led Washington Redskins. Of course, you and Joe battled, many years earlier when you won your Heisman Trophy at Stanford, and he was at Notre Dame. So tell me about the buildup. Raiders, Redskins, Plunkett versus Theismann for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, there are a lot of little stories going on back then. Obviously, we're facing a team that already beat us during the regular year. As you mentioned, the Theismann and myself back in 1970, and I think he was more concerned with that than, the game maybe. But, we were ready. We felt, we turned the ball over. I think I had 4 interceptions that game, and then lost during the regular season. I wasn't going to do that again. And defensively, I know they were ready to go.
Al Davis always said that this was the finest Raider team that he ever saw. You played on 2 of those Super Bowl winners. Where do you rank the 83 L.A. Raiders, Jim?
I think way ahead of the 1981 Super Bowl team, although I'm most proud of that team because it was my first Super Bowl. We had to work a lot harder than this 1983-84 team because we were so talented, so good. It was the best team I've ever played with in my career.
And it meant a lot to the folks in Southern California. This is the only Super Bowl championship for any team based in Southern California. So the parade was certainly enormous, but you did not attend that Super Bowl parade, correct? I heard you weren't there.
I might have missed it, yes. That's the way it goes. I would have loved to be there, but I live in Northern California. It was time to get out of there.
No other reason you weren't upset about the middle of the year?
That's being petty. I don't like to be petty.
No, you're not. You're not that kind of guy. So when you won that Super Bowl, I know you're not the kind of guy to think about yourself, but did you think at that moment, I got 2 now, and I'm an MVP and 1. One day I'm going to go to Canton, Ohio, and be in the Hall of Fame?
No, it never crossed my mind. What happens, happens, and as the old saying goes, you never worry about things you can't control. Be nice, but I don't lose sleep over it.
Where do you rank the 1983 LA Raiders?
I think we would be in the top 10, maybe even the top 5.